Wednesday, Shir Chavav.
ודינו, מה הכסף שאינו מויצי מכניס? שטר שמויצי אינו דין שמכניס. More wants to learn that shtar, you could be mekadosh b'shtar, mekal v'choymer. Or ma kesef she'eidu moitzi machnitz. Shtar she'moitzi, so shtar kezach, ein adin she'machnitz. Ma le kesef she'chen poidim bo yegdeishes u'meiser she'ni. Toim ha shtar she'en poidim bo yegdeish u'meiser she'ni, d'chsi v'nosan ha'kesef v'kombe. You're right, the mitzad echod, we see a choymer b'shtar she'moitzi. So מה הכסף שאינו מויצי מכניס שטר שמויצי אין הדין שמכניס במצד שני we have a פרחה מה לכסף שכן פוידים בו יקדשס ומייסר שני תוים השטר שאין פוידים בו יקדש ומייסר שני שטר זה שבח הזך So val shvach shtar has a weakness. You want to say, look, shtar is so strong. He's moitzi. Kesef is not so strong. So kal v'choymer the shtar is machnis. He's stronger from kesef. Kesef can be moitzi and could be machnis. Shtar that is so strong, for sure. You're right. But mitzad sheni, we found the kula. Kesef is very stark and shtar is shvach. So you wanted to say, explain the pshat ha-gemara for the sign of rishonim. The kal v'choymer is umak kesef that is weak. That is ein moitzi as machnis. Shtar that is such a strong bria that could be moitzi for sure could be machnis. So the more you're right. The one found you found that shtar is a starker bria from the kesef. Shtar. A star that is a weaker zach, the orayish and poinim by egdeshes, and kesef is strong. So maybe kesef that is so strong, she poinim by egdeshes, could be machnis. Star that is weak cannot be machnis. This is the pirch of the Gemara. This will say called zachnis, or the beretzim keilu keneged the mishkol that kesef is schwacher from star. And b'meile, if kesef is machnis, the starker zach that is called star, for sure be machnis, we found that star has schwachkeit. So maybe he can be machnis. Maybe he can be machnis. Weil kesef poidim bo yekdeishes. And star ain't poidim bo yekdeishes u meiser sheni. Zogt Rashi. Shtar shen poidim bo yekdeishes, it's interesting. In our Gemara state, shtar shen poidim bo yekdeishes u meiser sheni. Tema bekesef she poidim bo yekdeishes u meiser sheni. Rashi misses out the word meiser sheni. Shtar shen poidim bo yekdeishes. In kosav lagiz bo shtar al mo espidio in hekdesh, ein hekdesh shel podui. The beinen venosan hakesef vekamlo. It doesn't help. So shtar doesn't help in Pidyon Hekdesh and Meisr Sheni. Masha'enken, Kesef helps. So it's a pircha, shtar is a weaker zach. And maybe while he's so weak, he's also not shtar to be Mekadesh Aisha. You can't make a kalvachoyimah from Kesef. This is the tzus of the Shmais. So let me remind me the dvor. The Rishonim, the Rashbo comes and he asks a kasha on Rashi. Frek the Rashbo on Rashi. Pirish Rashi is in kosav shtar al moes ein ekdei shepodui. The Maiz is not our words in Rashi. Look in Rashi. In kosav legizbo shtar al moes pidyo in hegdesh. Doesn't help. Loshon HaRashbo Pirish Rashi im kosav shtar al moes ein ekdei shepodui. The beinen velosan hakesef veinen mechuvo. The bechaygav neafilu beisho eino mekudeshes. The Rashbo understands pshat in Rashi, as I stated in Rebbe Chonon and Kovid Shurim Ois Dalet, that, and this was the way the Rashbo understood the Rashi, that a person goes over to Hegdash and he wants to be paid it. He doesn't have money. Normally you have to come with money to pay the Hegdash. This person does not have money to be paid the Hegdash. So the way that he wants to be paid the Hegdash, he goes over to the Hegdash and he says, listen, I'm mischayev now $100. I'm giving you now $100. I'm mischayev now $100. And with this $100 that I want to be mischayev to you, I want to be poyde de hegdash. I will owe you $100. Not the pshat, I'm promising to give. I'm owing. Moshe nafkimina, if I die, you can be goyve for my kids. It's not I'm promising you tomorrow I will show up with $100. I'm a chayev myself that I owe you $100. That's Moshe, I lend someone money. He owes me $100. So I want to owe Hegdash $100, and it's considered that I owe them. When I owe someone money, what is the pshat? Make it a bit clearer. If I give you $100, I owe you. So now you owe me money, right? What do you mean you owe me money? It means my money is by you, and mainly you owe me, right? So if I owe Hegdash money, it's keilu, I give them a schus of money, and they could mun it for me. So I'm giving them a schus of $100. So it's chayvus. And with that, I want to be paid to the Hegdash. With that shibud, I want to be paid to the Hegdash. With that $100 that I was mischayv to Hegdash, I want to be paid to the Hegdash. And if them state that it doesn't help, that doesn't help. Frek the Rashba, it not only doesn't help in Hegdash, it also doesn't help in Kiddushin. If you want to Mekadesh Aisha, and you tell her, Arev Mekudesh Asli, I owe you $100. She goes home, and now someone owes her money. If she would have $1 million and she would lend it out to someone, that now someone owes her money. So it's Ki'ilu, she has money, and the husband owes her. She's not Mekudesh. So the Rashba is asking a kasha that this kind of shtar will not work even in Kiddushin. So what the Rashba means to ask in his kasha? So it doesn't work in Kiddushin. Who said that it works in Kiddush? The answer is like this. The Rashba means even la'alocha le'maisa today it doesn't work in Kiddush, right? And even that you can mekadesh isha b'shtar, you can mekadesh isha b'kesef, this is not enough kesef to mekadesh isha. Like it's not enough kesef to be paid at the Hegdash. So the Rashba means to ask, the Ktzeis explains, the Rashba means to ask, you telling me a pircha, I want to learn out that what? That shtar be helping Kiddushin. Ma kesef sheinu moitzi machnis, shtar she moitzi yedin she machnis, male shtar that it's weak and ekdoshes. Shtar will be weak even in Kiddushin. Even after you will learn out Kiddushin, that is miskadeshes b'shtar, but with such a shtar, it will not work. So, how you could tell me that I would learn kal v'chomer shtar from kesef, the kesef that is weak, is mekadesh, shtar that is strong, I find different places that kesef is stronger from shtar. Not in pinyan hegdesh. All over, even in kiddushin, it will not work. Even if I would learn shtar from kiddushin. And I will explain. The way we're learning now, the way Rebbe Elchanan understands the Rashbo, and the way the Rashbo understands Rashi, that be'etzem, when a person is poyder with such a shtar, what is the chalois pidyon? Kesef. It's chalois pidyon that is called kesef. He's poyder with kesef. Right? What is the kinyan? He owes $100 to Hegdesh. Instead of giving them a bill of $100, he's giving a ischayvus to Hegdesh that he owes $100. He's mischayv to Hegdesh $100. So he's poyder the Hegdesh with money. When he wants to be mekadesh the isha with this money, he'll be mekadesh the isha with $100 that he's mischayv to her. It's kesef. But this kesef doesn't work and kiddushin, and this kesef doesn't work in pidyon hegdesh. And why? We'll explain in a minute. I'll be megala to you the end to make the sugya very light. Why it doesn't help? You know why it doesn't help? Why it doesn't help? Why do you think it doesn't help? The ma'isa she got is chayves. Why it's not called money? Slowly. Why do you think? Why it's not called money? What?
You don't know if there's anything there.
No. 1 second. She owes the money. Again, I'm trying to explain to you. I'm not promising. People get mixed up. They look at it like he's promising tomorrow to pay. Promising. Not promising. He owes the money now. Lamashal, when he will buy a house, they could come and take it from him. Hegdesh could come and take it from him. When I stand near Hegdesh, and Hegdesh have a nice vase, and I want to be paid to the Hegdesh, I promise tomorrow I'll give the money. He can't take my money. But when I'm mischayev that I owe Hegdesh now $100 for this vase that I'm poyder, now I owe, where I will go in the world, Hegdesh could come to me and take from me. Not because I promise, because I really owe. When I die, they will take from my kids. If I sell my karkoes, they will come and they will collect from my karkoes. So why it's not called money? The Rashba holds it's not called money, not only in Pidyon, it's not called money even in Kiddush. Why it's not called money? So the answer is, I'm saying the end of the sugya, just to make it clear. Why it doesn't help? Why it doesn't help? Oh, why it doesn't help? The answer is Zok de Rashba, because I gave the money with a lish. I gave it, but I'm holding on with a string to it. It's with a string. It's tied to me. For Kinyan Kesef, for Kinyan Kesef, I have to give over the money completely. Agide Gabei, it's tied into me. Shita Sarashbo, that it's tied into me. Now I'll tell you a bigger Chiddush. When I decide to pay the Hegdesh or to Mekadesh the Isha by promising it that I will give you $1 million, I'm Mischayev. There's two ways to make a mischayev. If I want to mischayev to you money, how I could do it? What? The easiest way. The easiest way. You make a kinyan, right? Pick up a sudo, ksuva, right? Before, the shtar ksuva is a raya. First you go over to the chosin, you give him a yarmulke, you sell chometz. How you do it? You make a kinyan. The regular way in the world is a kinyan. So the husband goes over to his wife, she picks up his yarmulke, he owes her $100 for the marriage. He goes over to the gizbo, he picks up his yarmulke, he owes her $100. It doesn't work because it's not called money. Our sugya, instead of picking up a yarmulke, he written a shtar. Why a shtar, I would think, would work better? The ma'aseh, he never gave the money. Zok Reb Chaim, as a klal from Reb Chaim, who Baruch Ber brought it down b'shem Reb Chaim, in shtar lik de geld. The shtar is a way to hold on to the money. This means when you want to sell a choiv, you pass over the shtar, so you can ilu pass over the ischayres. So I would think when he val the other person has the shtar, shtar oimedli govus kegovri domi, it's keilu I left the string. The string is very weak. Even so, it doesn't help, says the Rashba. When you have to do something, you have to give kesef. His chayvis is not enough. Not be kiddushin and not be pidin aben. But Mele, the Rashba is asking if this is the pshat that Rashi was maimi the sugya. Beshtar choyv that he was mischayev to give money to the Hekdesh. Ari be kiddushin it will also not work. And val bekidushin will also not work. The loshon haGemara is mashma that was only a pirche that I found a reyesa and shtar that is weak klape hegdesh. I found a reyesa all over. Now before we mamshich comes Rebbe Elchanan, and this kasha we don't have an answer. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, if I would be the Rashba, and this is the way I would understand Rashi, I will ask a better kasha on Rashi. It's not a weakness in shtar. It's midin kesef that you have to give it completely and not to have it tied up to you. You're telling me I want to make kalvachoyma. Uma kesef that is weak, that cannot divorce, could be mekadesh. Shtar that is fast, that is moitzi einedin shemachlis. No, shtar nicht allemal fest. Sometimes kesef is faster. Ve'oraya, kesef you can make pinion. Shtar you cannot. Shtar you can't make a pinion. This shtar is not midin shtar. It's midin kesef. Stam. So what? Shtar is very stark. It's megarish. Kesef is not megarish. Ma shtar kesef she'enu moitzi machmis. Shtar that is starker is machmis. Well, I found a weakness. In kesef you found a weakness. You found a weakness in shtar. This is Rebbe Elchanan's kashen ois dalet. It's the beginning of the Masechti. Tzorich here doesn't have an answer. V'Rashi pirush lekamon im kosav chay l'shnei pirushim kosher de'ein b'pinyon miteiras shtar ela miteiras kesef v'hosam ayre le'inyan shtar k'moy b'shtar kiddushin v'get. This pshat doesn't make sense. It's a pella even that the Rashba didn't shtar it. But we'll leave it. Say it as Rebbe Elchanan for the kasha of Rashi. Mikol mekoyim. The while we're learning the Rashi, like the Rashba understood him, like Rebbe Elchanan understood him, like the Ktzois understood him, like the Goyen understood him, that he meant to be Kaddish, to make the pinion with a money that is called Ischayvus. And Hu Adin Frek, the Rashba Lechuet, will not work by Kiddushin. So why the Gemara said that I found a weakness B'shtar L'Gabe Hegdesh, I would find this weakness even if I would learn Kiddushin Shtar from Yetzir V'Achnose, of a Mikol Mukim, I would have the same weakness. Zog the Goyen, Zog diktois, weistois Rashi learned that b'kiddushin she's mekudeshes midin kesef. Rashi doesn't hold that it's a chisaron b'kiddushin kesef, that it's tied up to me. It's shitas harashbo. Rashi never holds like that. Again, we're not answering that out is a chisroines b'ilchis kesef, it's no shaykhis b'ilchis shtar. That we're not answering. But again, the Rashba is not asking that kasha that this is a kesef dike chisoron, it's not a shtar dike chisoron. The Rashba was not asking such a kasha. He was just asking, even if it's a kesef dike chisoron, this kesef chisoron is also bekidushi. The answer is, Rashi holds, it's not a chisoron, it's called money. Money that is tied to me, why is it not called money? It's money. Why does the word repeat in a ben? Venosan a kesef. Venosan. There is a thing, venosan. Kiddush Yishu doesn't even venosan. So if I give ischayvus, it's also enough to be considered money to Mekadosh Yishu. When I say the Goyen says, it's machleik ischayvus and Rashbo and the Fchesomut base, and the sugi of money enkan mashken enkan, the Rashbo learns that even if the ischayvus is chal, but you can't be Mekadosh in ischayvus, and the Ravid says, the ischayvus is not chal, but lo yitzur, the ischayvus will be chal, Avada, you could be Mekadosh Yishu. The man is like the Goyen, Machleik is Shnu, Rashi and Teh, and the Raiv and the Rashbo. The Rashbo is Shittos to learn that it's taken out of Chisoron, even in Kiddushin, it's not only a Chisoron and Pidyan. And Rashi learned that it's only a Chisoron and Pidyan. This is clear. I want to read the Rashbo and the Ches that says it. Kiloima. Ve'afilu omar lo. Look on the Lashon. Ibn Nochem said these three lines say the whole vault. You don't have to even understand after that. ואפילו אומר לו הרי ניחיוב לוחמונה בקניין ועסקת שיבוי אינו מקודשס. Why? Even that it's חל, why is it not מקודשס? Why קניין is not enough? Why is חייב is not enough? How we explain the רשב"א? Because it's tied to him, it's connected to him. שאין כן מונה אלא מלווה. ואפילו כוסם לא ישטר אינו מקודשס. פקד גם לך, what is that אפילו? He was מסחייב בקניין. He made a kinyan that he owes her money. She's not mekudeshes. Ve'afilu kosav lo shtar. What is ve'afilu? So I'm not from who I shall debate. The chisorin is because it's tied to me. So even that it's called money, you can't be mekadesh with it because it's tied to me. Ve'afilu b'shtar. That shtar is ki'ilu, I gave it over. Even so, it's connected to me. We're these dvorim amefuroshim. We'll see later tonight. And the Rashbo and Daf Mem Zayin. And the Rashbo and Daf Mem Zayin. The Rashbo speaks that if a person is mekadesh b'shtar choyv shel acherim, someone owes the husband money, and he gives it to the wife to mekadesh her. The Rashbo says it works. You know why it works? It says like this: mekadesh b'milve. When the lady owes the husband money and he's meichel the choyv, so he cut it off from him, but she never got nothing, because she had the money. When he's mischayev, like argimor is of the Rashbo, she got a lot, but it's tied to him. When he takes the choyv shel acherim, it's not she got and it's not attached to him anymore, so she's mekudeshes. Lo shna Rashbo, one little dibur amaschi. But he says it klo. לאילום בשרחוי ואף על גב דאף הינוס לא יצוה מכל מקרים כיוון שהוא מויצי השיבון מרשוסוי ומכניסו הווה כנויסן פרוטו מיד ליד ולא ידע מלמילווה that she owes him does אינו מכניס ולמקדשו במונה והניח משכן אליו לא ידע מי here's the lie The hosom afal gav the nichnas lirshuso dovo mechudosh the haynu ashibud veafilu nishtaber lo b'shtar mikol mokoyim holoy hoytzi adayin mirshuso yishum dovo. He says when a person is mischayev $1 billion and the lady is so happy she got the shibud, but from his pocket nothing came out yet. Loy hoytzi mirshuso yklum. וענן תרתי בעינן יויצי מרשוסוי יכניס לרשוסו וענן תרתי בעינן יכניס לרשוסו ויויצי מרשוסו. So the Rashbo says it. So בעצם the Yesod HaMachlokes is the Rashbo was mechadesh in our sugya בקילach הריאת that this chisoron is not a dinatz ונוסה לכסף וקמלוי. It's a din that is mechadesh in every kiddushin, in every kinyan kesef. The only way that kinyan kesef could work is not because the shibud is not chal. The shibud is chal. He owes her the money. But for kinyan kesef has to be yotzo mirshusoi venichnas lirshuso. Yom Shabbat, she got the shibud. It's money. But lo yotzo mirshusoi. And it's not a chisorin and pidyon only, it's a chisorin also in kiddushin. But mainly he's asking Akasha and Rashi, how are you learning pshat in the sugi that this is what the person was? He was mischayev this money. You're right that the hischayev is hischal, but it's not enough that the hischayev is hischal. For kinyan kesef has to be yotzo mirshuso v'nichlas lirshuso, and that is a chisorin sayin hegdash and sayin kiddushin. Rashi holds nish like that. That even if the chalois that even it's not the yotzo mirshuso, if you make a hischayves, you could make a sheisho. It's only a chisorin and pidyon because it's a din v'nosan hakesef v'kamloi. I think it's very glad. Even b'shtar, no, not even b'shtar. Even b'kinyan sodor, if Rashi it works, and if it the Rashbo it doesn't work. The Rashbo repeats himself. The Rashbo repeats himself even clearer in Daf Zayin. He speaks about Pidyan Eved. He says, If Eved Ivri ain gufay konui, so the Eved could come over to the Adon, if the Adon is masking, and tells him, listen, you know what, let me to be free, I'm signing now, I will give you $100,000, I owe it. And the Eved becomes free. Why the maskone doesn't work? Because Eved Ivri gufay konui, kinyan, the money has to go out. When you have to make a kinyan kesef, is a tnai, sheyetze mirshusay. Money has to pass from hand to hand. It's not enough that that person gather his chayvus. This is the first chelek of the Rashba. Again, Rashi learned that his chayvus is enough. Either Gemara is that it's not enough. Either Gemara is that it's not enough. The Gemara is that it's not enough because there the his chayvus is not chal. But if the his chayvus is chal, if the ischayvus is chal, the firashi is mekudeshes, Eved Ivri podui, only in hegdesh benosan hakesef v'kamla. The Rashba learned it's a chisoron all over. Mainly he's asking a kasha and Rashi. Again, we said that the Rashba could have asked a better kasha and Rashi. The firashi, it's not a chisoron bilchishtar, it's a chisoron bilchiskesef. It's a chisoron bilchiskesef, it's not a chisoron bilchishtar. Why the Rashba didn't ask it? Could be he felt that his kasha is a better kasha. Could be he felt, you know, Rashi is saying it's a chisoron, it's not emes. It's a chisoron also be kiddushin. Instead of asking a lomdashe kasha, we like better lomdashe kasha. The Gemara doesn't make sense. It's not a reyusa bichlal. It's a reyusa in shtar, it's a reyusa in kesef. Yeah. Schaivus is money. He owes. He owes not money. This is called enough for kesef to make the kinyan. The reason it doesn't work is that the Rashba is lo yotzo miyodin. But if you give a schaivus of someone else, attack it works like the Rashba that ben zayin. Because she got and you lost. You don't have it anymore. Mashiachin here, even that she got, he was not moitzi, the inen talti. The Rashba repeats himself in tezayin and afches, and this is what he says, even b'shtar. But what helps Shtar? I would think B'shtar, she got Epis already, and it was Yoitza a little bit B'shusay. Zog the Rashba, it's not enough.
But
Isha's Gufa Kanye. It's more from Gufa Kanye. He has to have a real Kenyan. Isha's the real Kenyan. He has to make a Maisa Kenyan Gomo. It's not stopped. It's not. But God be Ebed, if it's only Choyiv, it's not a Chalais Kenyan. Isha's for sure a Chalais Kenyan. No Shaykh, Isha's a Chalais Kenyan. Because Isha Sish, it's Chal, it's Chal Begufa. We never learned that Isha is not a Kinyan Gomu. I didn't say Konu to him. It's a real Kinyan. It's not Stame Ischaibas. She's not Mechshuba to be in the house. She's married. It's a Chalois Isha Sish, it's Chal. You need a Chalois Kinyan Kesef. What are you asking? I'm not learning. It's Eved is maybe like Isha Zog the Rishonim. Isha is for sure Gufa Konui. The Rishonim clear if Eved is like a Isha. There's no tzad that Isha is less from Eved than the Suyus. Not Shaykh is Konui to him. Konui that she's Be'etzem Isha's Ish. It's a Chalois. We'll speak about it later. Mikol Makoyim, this is the Rashba's Kashi and Rashi. And we said, Be'etzem, we b'chlal don't understand. The Kasha, the Sugya, the Belchonon says, you can't even read the Sugya. The way the Rishonim understood Rashi, you can't even read the Sugya. Zog the Rashba, Mikoyach is Kasha, that he's learning the Gemara different. Not like Rashi, that they written a Shtar Yischaivus, that he's mishabin himself to Hegdash. No, we're not talking about Kesef here. We're talking about a Shtar Pidyoin. He's writing to Hegdash, Hareya ni poide sa Hegdash. And he wants to be poide the Hegdash b'shtar. And that doesn't work. He wants to be poide the Hegdash b'shtar. And that doesn't work. Now that he's mischayev money, and he wants to be paid at the Hegdash with money, like we understood in Rashi, we're not handling Kinyan Kesef here. We're handling Kinyan Shtar. Kepshutai. And that doesn't work in Hegdash. Make sense? Zog the Rashba. ומשומחי נירל לפורש מעל השטר שכן אין פוידים בו יקדשס עם כוסף בשטר הגדש בשטר הגדש זה פודוי אינוי פודוי דומי לשטר קידוש הגדש יקן בי פוידה בו לשטר הגדש יקן בי פוידה בו לשטר you have to be פוידה בו כסף you can't be פוידה בו לשטר so ומילא זוג דגמור you want to make a קל וחוימר ומה הכסף שאינו מויצי מכניס שטר שמויצי אין הדין שמכניס I see לגבי פידיין כסף works שטר doesn't work ואלך שטר הרי דובר זה פודוי הרי דובר זה פודוי who writes the שטר? The Ktzois understood that the Gizbor has to write the שטר he brings down בשם the Rashbo that the Gizbor has to write the שטר the Rashbo never said it he brings down לא שנה Rashbo So the Ktzoi says, you know why Rashi didn't want to learn like the Rashba? It says in the Gemara in Maaser Sheni. Who writes the Shtar in Maaser Sheni? Who is the Gizbo? There's no Gizbo in Maaser Sheni. Who will write the Shtar? If in Hegdash the Gizbo has to write the Shtar, who will write the Shtar in Maaser Sheni? Who will write the Shtar in Maaser Sheni? The Gizbo. There's no Gizbo in Maaser Sheni. Again, if the Gizbo has to write on Hegdash, you have to find the Gizbor of Maaser Sheni. There's no Gizbor of Maaser Sheni. There's no Gizbor to write the Shtar. What by? Again. What? He's not the Gizbor of his Maaser Sheni. As if I did in a second. This is the Rashba's Pshat. And I want to go. So we have a machlekes. The Rashman Rebbe Chomin understood Rashi. The guy wants to be paid to the Hegdash with his chayvus with kesef. What is the reyus of the You can't do it with his kesef. What is the reyus in shtar? It's a mod nezach. The Rashman came and said, no. The Gemara meant that he wants to be paid to the shtar. So he wants to be paid to the shtar. He wants to be paid to the shtar. He's trying to be paid to the shtar. The Briskerov asked the Kasha. For sure it doesn't work. How it will work to be paid in Mishtar? Well, you have to give money. A person goes over to Hegdash and he wants to be paid in the Hegdash Mishtar. It becomes Padui. Havadi has to give money. On money is a Chalois Pidyon. Where's the Chalois Pidyon? Briskerov explains. Hegdash. There's two zachen. You have to make the kinyan, or you have to mechalel the hegdash. You have to move over. You have to move over the kedusha and something else. How you move over the kedusha and something else? So later, what is the hesbah? Kom rabbeinu achroinim. And the Makne Beroishon, which the Makne says it a bit, maybe even more, too much. And they say like this. We had Rashi's Pshat, that it's a Chalois Kinyan Kesef. And Rashi holds that it works by Kiddushin, it doesn't work by Hegdash, and Maaser Sheni. And we asked, it's not a Reus and Shtar. Shmari Gemore, the Rashba didn't want to ask it. The Rashba was mind me the sugya that he's played the Beshtar. That was a putty. Just the Rashba doesn't make sense. If the Rashba is missing something, where is the money? Chmein the Chalois. Zog de Makne. Zog de Makne hazeh. Zog de Makne hazeh. The Pshat in Rashi is. Rashi never meant that he's mischayev the money and he wants to be paid the kesef. This is kesef. This is kesef. And we're not handling kesef. This is kesef and we're not handling kesef. And we're not handling kesef. The Gemara says, Malash Tarshachan and Poydim Baragdashis. I want to read with you the first line of Rashi and Hayom Udalef. Im Kosav Lagizbo Shtar al Moes Pidian Hegdash. The Rashi brought down Rashi, Im Kosav Shtar al Moes. Al Moes Pidian Hegdash. Zog the Machne, look in the plan. The plan is so light. Well, the plan is so posh. What is the plan? Zog the Razi. The guy goes over to the gizbo and he says, listen, I want to be paid to this hegdash. The gizbo tells him, I want money. Money, chop, mishkin money. So I'm asking to mischayev. Oh, mischayev, pick up, I owe hegdash $1 million, yeah? What happens? You stand in the chayfetz of hegdash, Topovazi, what I will explain. You're standing, the gizbo has a very expensive thing, and you know, they make like an action, they want to sell it. There's no halacha, you have to try, hegdash has to try to sell for the most money that he could. The guy gets up, $1 million. No, I don't have it now, yeah? So, but he wants to go back with it. So he wants to make a kinyan. So we tell him about the kinyan v'nosan ha-kesef. The guy says, no problem, I'll write a shtar that I owe the money. And it will work like this. The chalois money, the chilul is, the ischaivis is money. You write that you can't make a kinyan, the kinyan will be shtar. Will be two things together. The chalois pidyon will be chal al yedei shtar. The chalois pidyon will be chal al yedei shtar. Where is the money that will be mischalel? That the Buskarov said, if you're the Rashba, where is the money? The answer is, the money is the ischaivis. Like we said, the ischaivis is chal. The ischaivis is chal, if you're Rashi. And he owes the money. Of a vow, the money is attached to him, he can't make the Maisekinian with this money. Right? The money is chal, but he can't make the chalois chilul with this money. And he can't make a chalois chilul with this money. Because the money is in the ear. Of them, he has a shtar. Of them, he has a shtar. Loshen Rashi. Im kosav lagizbo shtar al moes pidyon hegdash. Not the Rashi bot Rashi. Im kosav lagizbo shtar al moes. I owe money and he wants to be paid with that. No, al moes pidyon. He has moes pidyon and he's writing a shtar to be mechalel the shtar, to be mechalel the hegdash. So why it doesn't work now? He's not trying to work midin kesef. He's not trying to work midin kesef. Midin what he wants to be paid. What will make the chalois pidyon? The kesef or the shtar? The kesef or the shtar? The kesef is not. He knows that it doesn't work. It also doesn't work in kiddushin. And what he wants the chalois to work? Midin shtar. Zog the Gemara, and it doesn't help in hekdeishes. And if it doesn't help in Hekdeishes, weißt du, is a reyus in the shtar. So the Gemara is gewaldig. So is a reyus, is a reyus, is a schwachkeit in shtar. That shtar cannot be paided. So we have a reyus in shtar, that shtar cannot be paided. So the Gemara in Aleph Rashi is fakad, is the best Gemara. The Gemara wants to know that shtar kiddushin will help. Uma kesef she cannot make a moitzi. His machne is shtar that could divorce cannot be mach and shtar that could divorce in addition machne is mal a shtar that you can't be paid the hekdeishes. What do you mean you can't be paid the hekdeishes? So Rashi didn't want to write like the Rashbo. He writes to the hekdesh. Yeah, I wanted to be podui. Because then the Biskarov is right. Where's the money? The Teretz is, he writes a shtar ischaivis, but he wants to be paid with a shtar. He wants to be paid with a shtar. So while he wants to be paid with a shtar, it doesn't work. He wants to be paid with a shtar. It doesn't work. Why it doesn't work? Because he can't be paid the Hegdash with shtar. Ah, so shtar is a little bit schwach. He can't be paid the Hegdash. So the does the pirch of the gemara. That's the race and shtar. This is be'etzem the tzus of the shmeisim. So it comes out like this. We have be'etzem two drochim. We have two drochim in the avone of the sugya. One derech, we will call it the way the Rashbo understood Rashi, the way Rebbe Chanan understood Rashi, the way the Goyen understood Rashi, that he's trying to do it midin kesef. And Rashi holds that this kesef works in Kiddushin and it doesn't work in Hekdesh. And this is the pirche. Frank Rebbe Chanan, he doesn't understand this. It's not a real pirche. Came the Rashbo and said a second mahalach. He's poided with a shtar. Just now we're adding that Rashi is also going with the Mahalach of the Rashbo. Rashi is also going with the Mahalach of the Rashbo. That he's poided with the shtar. And is a reyusah and opinion of the shtar. Just fakir. The chalois kesef is the ischaivis. The chalois chilul is the ischaivis. But the mice opinion has to be chal with the shtar. It sounds so simple, so glad. Sheyishal HaShoyel, why no one thought about it before the Makna? It's so simple. Why no one said it yourself? Why didn't say it yourself? Eli says because Rashi says Moes, but I want even better. Why no one said it? Zog the Ktzois, because the Ktzois doesn't say it, he's only saying one part of it. That's real. No, why didn't say it yourself? What? You said it. You said it. Yeah? Why not? Because Be'etzem, to say this Chiddush, we have to say a Chiddush that the one that writes the Shtar is the not the Hegdash, the guy that wants to be poited. The Ktzois the Moshe learned Pshat in the Rashbo that it's a Chaloy Shtar Pidyon, but who has to write the Shtar? The Gizbo. He brings down Shekosav HaRashbo Shaloy Medabrim B'Shtar Kinyan Shal Kesef Medabrim B'Shtar Pidyon V'mi Koysev HaGizbo. This is the way the Rebbe the Ktzois in Kuf Tzadik Siv Kot Nvov was pushed to him that the one that has to write the shtar lefi the Rashbo is the Gizbo. Why? Like the divorce, the husband writes it to give out the Hegdash. The one that could make a shtar, who is the one that could make the shtar? The Gizbo. And Rashi is mefurish that the other guy is writing the shtar. So look inside Rashi. In kosav la Gizbo. And not only that, because he has to write that he's mischayev the money. To say this shtikel teire, we have to nemtzachon that the one that makes the shtarpidian is not the gizbo, is the one that wants to be poided from the hegdash. The ktsois in the achroini mishuma was more posh to them that if you want to learn that it's a shtar like the ktsois, who writes it? I read Loshon HaKtzois and Kuf Tzadik. Omlo Perakama de Kiddushin. Shuv Roisi Bechidushi HaRashbo Shemeforesh Toimar Dehainu Begizbor Shekoisev Sode Hegdesh Konui Loch. And I will explain to you why. So I want to explain to you, when I want to sell you a soda, who writes the shtar? You that are buying it or I that I'm selling? When I want to be selling you a soda, who writes the shtar? The moicher or the lekeach? Who writes the shtar? The moicher. The buyer. So in Hegdash, who has to write the shtar? Shtar pidyon, who will have to write the shtar really? Who is the Bailim of the Soda? The Hegdash. Who represents the Hegdash? The Gizbo. This is the reason the Ktzois, the Mechila Mikvay Torosoi, recorded the Rashbo wrong. We never have such a Rashbo. Kosav HaRashbo, שהגיזבור קויסם שטר. If you don't check inside, לרקסויס, שתי דקסויס, the gizbor writes it. Why? Why? We're talking about שטר פידיון. We're not talking about שטר כסף, is חייבס. שטר פידיון means like שטר מחירה. He understood clearly that the only one that could write the שטר is the gizbor. So he understood that the Rashba is minding the sugi, not like Rashi. Dainu. The Ksais Meir knows the machlekes. Lefi Rashi, the guy that wants to be poyed and writes the shtar is chayves money. Lefi the Rashba, we're not talking about that. We're talking about shtar pidyon. The gizbo writes it. Rashi, to say the shtikul teira we said, to merge the Rashi with the Rashba, and to say that Rashi means is chayves, but it means that the shtar will make the pidyon. We have to mechadesh that even in an evi kimyonim, the moicher writes the shtar, or the shtar pidyon, with all the lomdas that we're saying, the koiner could write the shtar. It's not our chiddush, it's the machnas chiddush. But because Rashi said in kosav lagiz bo shtar, so the mele, b'ashkov rishonim, not everyone came to say the Rashi is the Rashbo, and he meant the second shtar. Because that second shtar was pushed to the ktsois, but we see the chiddush of Rashi and the chiddush in Nafei that before shtoyim adayim and the gizbo shekoyzev koni lecho. Rashi will learn that like that, and the Makna explains it. Not going after the Aruchov, but the Makna explains why b'shtar pidyon, the one that is poyed at the hegdesh, he's the one that could write the shtar. It's a big chiddush. As I explained how it works, the Ksais was pushing them, and there's no different way to understand it. The Ksais, I'm saying that's fine. The Ksais says, Achin Shikol Kula Yemes, and he's quoting a Rashba that never said it. The Torah says, if it's a Shtar Kinyan, for sure the Magna writes it.
Even the
Rashba's
problem is that Shtar does not work by condition.
Yeah,
that's
what is the problem? What is the problem?
The Shtar
Kiddushin works. The Shtar Kiddushin works. Every place, what? What is the problem? The Shtar Kiddushin works by Kiddushin.
Rashi's Shtar, according to Rashba, does not work by Kiddushin. This type of Shtar, to have the Machna write the Shtar.
Again, every place, the one that writes it, doesn't make a difference. He's not asking if the Machna, the Koine, the Shaila, the Chaloy Shtar works. The Medama, the Chaloy. Every place, here you have to say Mekudeshus, here you have to say Podui. It's not a Chisol. Every place, the one that does the chalois has to do it. In every place, someone else that does the chalois. That is not the baya. If we go back, b'toich ha-dvorim, again, the Rashbo Mishuma did not ask on Rashi. Lemosho, lefi ar pshat in Rashi, that the one that is poyde writes the shtar, it's glat in Meiser Sheni, that the one that wants to be poyde in Meiser Sheni writes the shtar. We don't have to find the gizbo. You want to say maybe the owner, Achveistish is a gizbo. But if we're learning like Rashi, so Meiser Sheni could go, even in Meiser Sheni, he could write the shtar. So again, so this is the reason. The Ktsoi says that Rashi did not want to learn like the Rashba because he didn't learn that Shtar could help in Meister Sheini. Ein metaltelim niknim b'shtar. Ein metaltelim niknim b'shtar. But again, the answer is in Rashi, the Chalois Chilul is with money. The Meisepinion is b'shtar. And Rashi is mechadish that he could write the Shtar. This is be'etzem, the two drochim and merkozim that we have in the Sugya. Other Kesef, other Shtar, and we explain how shtar works. Now, b'toich ha-dvorim, when the Rashba came to be choylek on Rashi, he could have asked the kashi, like Rebbe Cholon asked the kashi, l'chu ef mered af kesef, hod nishken shaychetz. But the Rashba was asking a different kashi, that his shita in Masech Tekidushin, that this kesef is not called a kesef. It's not called a kesef. And why it's not called a kesef? We explain, because it's agide gabei, not stam because it's not kesef. Because it's agide gabei. And b'meile, and b'shtar, he says, I would think that maybe b'shtar it's good, it's not agide gabei. He says, even b'shtar it's agide gabei, and it doesn't help b'kiddushin. B'meila, it's not a reyesa only b'pinyan, it's even a reyesa b'kiddushin. And here the Rashba was choylik on Rashi, that grad Rashi in the Masechta is not masking with the Rashba zogim the achroinim. And he holds that this is called kesef. And this is a zaitike machleikas. And the Rashba by us, when he had this zaitike machleikas, with Rashi, zog the Rashba, I have a raya deloike Rashi. I have a raya deloike Rashi. What is my raya deloike Rashi? The Gemara says if a person wants to be poide aben, he goes over to the Kohen and he tells the Kohen, I'm mischayev to you chamishus loy, ein bnoi podui. Not only says it, he makes a kinyan. Or even he writes a shtar. The ben is not podui till he gives the money. When he gives the money, it's chal. But till he gives the money, ein aboin podui. Frank the Rashba, why not? He was mischayev. If his chayvus is called money lefi Rashi, he was mischayev the money. If he was mischayev the money, lend this to make the ma'aseh pidyon. Why this doesn't make the ma'aseh pidyon? As I frag the Rashba. Lend this to make the ma'aseh pidyon. Why is it not called a ma'aseh pidyon? Why is it not called a ma'aseh pidyon? As I frag the Rashba. So he's mechiyach that it's not called kesef. Now, and this Rashba is a lot in Rabbi Zeinu. I'll bring one kash of the Minchas Chinuch. Bring the Minchas Chinuch, I'll tell you why. Maybe when a person is mischai of money, it's called that he gave money. Here, what he was mischai of? To the Kohen to give Chamisha Sloim? He owes already Chamisha Sloim to the Kohen. So, for sure it's not called money. When I go over to a lady, I don't know her from nowhere, I don't owe her nothing. I tell her, I mischayev to you 5 sloim, and now I owe her money. So maybe this is money. The Rashi holds us money, the Rashba holds us not money. And Pinyan Aben, I owe the money already. I owe the money. Some want to say, the Mesalevi also frek the kasha. Some want to say, but I don't owe to this kohen. But it's not so pashut. Pashtus you owe to everyone. Just you could tell everyone, I'm going to pay someone else. If all the other Kohanim die, you owe to this Kohen. What I'm doing now, I'm cutting off. I owe everyone. I'm just promising I will not give it to someone else. But I can't be mischayev more from what I owe. This is the Shaya. So, now listen exactly what was the raya from the Rashba. The Rashba says he has a raya. One raya, he has a raya. And Pinyan Aben, it doesn't work. And Pinyan Aben, it doesn't work. What is the raya? Maybe Pinyan Aben, it's not called that you gave epis. Maybe we have to answer. Then we have to know Bichlal. Be'etzem, these are the two drachim. Now, I just want to mention Reb Elchanan, Siman Tzad Be'ez Hashem, some copies, the guy in the car was not there, but Reb Elchanan, if you see him inside, he's in the Beis Amud Aleph. He's in Kovet Shiurim Ois Dalet. He's not here. He's on Teisves and Beis Amud Aleph. Tesis and Beis Amud Aleph said that you cannot pay the Hegdash only with Kesef. But with Shtores, you can be pay the Kesef because it's a klal v'prat v'klal. And he brings argumore that you cannot pay the Hegdashes b'shtar. Tesis in the Mishnah. Ve'amrinen lekamon. Den poigem heidish meist es sheni bestar. Why? Klal ve prat ve klal. Rebbe Cholin is medayik in this tesis that he has a third pshat in our sugya. Not Rashi's mehalach and not the Rashba's mehalach. And tesis is mashma that he gave a shtar of someone else to the Hegdash. Someone owed him $100, he had a shtar, and he gives it to the Gizbor, and he wants to be paid to the Hegdash with that shtar. And why it doesn't work? Because ain't goofy moment. Klav v'prat v'klav. Klav v'prat v'klav. By us, we learn now, I want to explain. We learn that it's kesef. The Rashba holds, it's a chisson and every king in kesef. Rashi holds only a chisson and a hegdash. Yeah? Tesis calls it a chisson of klal v'prat v'klav. I don't know what Tesis means. You know, I'm not saying pshat. But not Rashi and not Tesis. Not Rashba learns every king in kesef is a baya, right? No shaykhs. That Rashi learns, it's a chisson only here, become a kesef and no son. And Tesis state that is a andere chisson.